Number 28. Hallstatt and the Middle Ages.
Es gibt ein großes Loch zwischen der Römerzeit und dem Mittelalter.
There is a big gap between the Roman period and the Middle Ages, during which we have no evidence of a settlement. But the Roman period probably extended slowly into the Middle Ages.
But in 1311, market privileges were granted, so there must have certainly been something in Hallstatt, since market privileges wouldn't have been granted out of nowhere, out in the boondocks.
Queen Elizabeth granted market privileges to Hallstatt. She was married to the Roman-German Habsburg king, Albert I. After he was murdered, she dedicated herself to the reorganization and modernization of salt production. Elizabeth had a personal connection to mining because her father, Duke Meinrad from Gertz, controlled the salt works in Hall in Tyrol. She was given the Salzkammergut as part of her dowry on the occasion of her marriage. The decision to improve salt mining was taken against a background of the time of economic and social upheaval.
We have here the phase from around 1200 to 1350, when around 85% of the cities in Europe were founded. A boom. The boom ended with the first major plague outbreak.
The growth of the cities was the result of innovations in agriculture, including the introduction of three-field crop rotation.
It was possible.
It was possible to produce more agricultural goods with fewer people, so that superfluous workers from agriculture looked for new fields of activity. But the prerequisite wasn't only increased food production, but also the possibility of conserving food in winter. And with the technology of the time, food conservation could only be done with salt.
Since everyone needed salt to live, much as with oil today, it became a central source of power. That is why dynasties across Europe sought to gain control of salt production and its associated trade. The Habsburgs laid the foundation by buying the Benedictine monastery in Traunkirchen, in the region where salt was produced.
At the beginning of the establishment of the market, the Habsburgs lacked the capital to really put mining on a firm footing. So they granted privileges to merchants who, for their part, invested capital and so helped, or even first made it possible, to found companies. But a process can then be observed over the following centuries in which the Habsburgs jealously sought to get back as many rights as possible and also the profits.
Back in the Middle Ages, in this room, you can see structural remains from this epoch. They come from the so-called palace, the castle in which Empress Elizabeth occasionally resided. You can also identify which stones were part of these fortifications from the plan in the middle of the room.
The Habsburgs drew significant income from the salt business. They sometimes resided in Hallstatt, and so they had the castle there.